I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world.
Those were the words of President Barack Obama, but for some Muslim Americans, they ring hollow. Take the example of Yusuf Mujahid. US Immigration and Customs Enforcement are holding the 23-year-old for a deportation proceeding based on terrorism-related charges.
From the beginning, the FBI, the police, the investigator, the government, they know Yusuf is innocent.
Yusuf came to the United States with his family from Egypt 12 years ago. They're permanent residents and have pending applications for US citizenship. During a routine traffic stop in South Carolina in August 2007, police searched the car Yusuf and a friend were travelling in. Officers found what they believed to be potential explosive devices in the trunk of the car. Both Yusuf and his friend were arrested. More than 18 months later, Yusuf's friend accepted a plea bargain and was sentenced to 15 years in jail. Then, last month, Yusuf was acquitted of all charges by a jury.
Can you just tell us what it feels like to be free?
But despite the not guilty verdict, he could still be kicked out of the United States by the government. Three days after the trial, Yusuf was rearrested as he walked out of a department store with his father. In a short written statement, a US immigration spokesman said Yusuf was arrested for civil violations of the Immigration and Nationality Act.
A little bit of a stack of documents.
According to legal documents presented to his lawyer, the government alleges Yusuf affiliated with and supported terrorist activity.
Zip files about missile rockets, knife-throwing techniques of the ninja.
Yusuf's lawyer is angry the government is going to the immigration courts with the same evidence a jury said wasn't enough to convict him in the criminal trial.
Everything in here, every piece of paper in here is exactly the same evidence that they gave to the jury. There's not a single piece of evidence in here that in any way is any different than what the jury saw.
Several jurors from Yusuf's trial have spoken out against his rearrest and feel their verdict is being disrespected.
Why did you waste all of those people's good time, the judge, the jury, all those witnesses and everybody else, if you really didn't care what the jury had to say, unless you got your way?
The American Civil Liberties Union says this is a case which symbolizes what many Muslims say they still face in this country in the post-9/11 era, discrimination.
We're still singling out people. We're still behaving in pretty much a vindictive way. And that's not what we were hoping for, with this new administration.
Yusuf's family is sick of just words. They want action from President Obama.
If you want to tell something, you are going to change. And inside your country, you didn't make any change. How can anybody believe in your speech?
Kath Turner, Al Jazeera, Tampa, Florida.